Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
While walking down a memory lane, a path of long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. Said you're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell? Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness isn't clean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me. It's under the blood. Oh, praise Him. Shackled by sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past when I was bound by sin. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say it's under the blood. I praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed, not shackled by sin.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning, and I trust that you're up and making preparations to go to the house of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're to rejoice and be glad in it this morning. I know that we may have problems and trials, and I'm not trying to make light of your sufferings or what you're having to deal with or what you're having to go through, but I know that my God is able this morning to help. He's able to deliver the righteous out of all of their afflictions. His grace is sufficient for every need. He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And most of all, I'm glad we can just look up and know that we're one day closer to home. Our redemption is certainly drawing nigh this morning. And so we do have such rejoicing this morning in all the turmoil that's in the world and in our country and maybe even in our homes this morning. But I'm glad the Lord is able this morning to help. And so this morning, I pray that you'll certainly go to the house of the Lord if you're able to this morning. I know that we're still in the midst of a pandemic and in the midst of a crisis this morning, but we're trying to do the best we can to struggle through this, and I want you to take all the precautions that you're able to this morning, but also this morning we certainly need to worship, and I want to worship in person this morning, be able to come together in the house of God and assemble with like-minded folks and to have some fellowship, to shut out this world and the rudiments, and just for a little while to sit in heavenly places and exalt the name of our God this morning. And so I trust this morning that you will go to the house of the Lord. We'd like to invite you to come to Mountain View, and we disinfect the church before the services. We are taking temperatures. We're wearing masks. We got pews marked off, and so we're doing the best that we can to take all the precautions that we can to keep everyone safe. Our services this morning begin at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. We just have a general Sunday school in the auditorium, and then 10:45 our morning service begins 5 o'clock on Sunday night. So come be with us and just rejoice and praise the Lord this morning. Remember these on our prayer list this morning. Brother Cecil Parrish, keep praying for him this morning. Brother Jesse Robinson, pray for him this morning. Some members, Glenda Henderson this morning, and also Edna Owens, pray for them this morning. Remember Brother Gene Voss this morning, that's having some difficulties with the health issues. So remember him this morning, that God would give him recovery. Remember Jenny Rape this morning in your prayers, and also George Coffia, and take him therapy for a cracked bone. And so we want to remember him, and also Jenny Rape this morning, that's doing the same thing, taking some therapy. So remember her in prayer. Doris Latta, that got to come home from the hospital. We thank God for that. Remember Myra Smith's going to have some surgery tomorrow, and we certainly want to remember her in prayer this morning, and keep remembering this morning, Howard and Helen Odom this morning, Bob and Linda Schaefer, Zula Ellis, Bessie Hawkins. Remember all these in prayer this morning, that God would undertake for all of their needs this morning. I hope this song will certainly be a blessing to you this morning.
Flowers, where we will meet again when life is o'er, where we will wipe away the endless hours on heaven's bright and eternal shore. The prettiest beds of flowers will be by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing. Morning by the river of life.
Amen. I'm glad one of these days, the day will never end. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 7 this morning, begin reading in verses number 22. The Bible said, "By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were made many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son," with a capital S, amen, "who is consecrated forevermore." Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you for such a day, God, that you've given, Lord, and your blessings upon our life. And Father, for the sweet Holy Ghost of God, Lord, that how we feel in our soul this morning, God. And I do pray, God, that you'd visit with every person this morning, God, as they gather together in your house. And our Lord, under the tabernacle this morning, God, I pray that, our Lord, that you move from heart to heart this morning, God. May you regain liberty, Lord, how to bless your people this morning, God. We pray that how you touch these on our prayer list, God, as we've called out their names this morning, God. You know the needs, and I pray you'd minister into their lives this morning, God. I pray that this morning, God, that you'd anoint your men, Father, as they stand, that I proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. May it go forth and accomplish where you send it today. Oh, God, I pray this morning, Lord, that some precious soul might come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Lord, may that backslider come back home to you this morning, God. May you rescue that one, Lord, that feels like they're about to go under. Throw out the lifeline, and Lord, encourage their hearts today. I pray this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together, how the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up this morning. I draw all of us unto yourself today. Get glory this morning, God, as you're worthy of it and deserving of it this morning. Have your way and your will this morning, God. And we'll thank you and praise you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said again here in verses number 25 that he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him. I want to preach this one in a few minutes concerning, thank God, an ultimate salvation. An ultimate salvation this morning. I draw your attention this morning to a word we find in verse 25. The Bible said, uttermost. Amen. Dear fam, that word uttermost this morning in verse 25 stands out as an impervious adverb describing the word save. Amen. He's able to save them to the uttermost this morning. I just love it when the Holy Ghost of God intensifies his point. It would have made just as much sense to leave it out, but thank God it wouldn't be near as dramatic. I'm not just saved this morning. I'm saved to the uttermost. Amen. That word uttermost has a positive side. It means to the most extreme. It means to the farthest distance. It means to the highest degree. The most absolute possibility. Thank God is how the Lord describes our salvation this morning. The word uttermost also has a negative side. It means nothing is left out. Nothing is left to chance. Nothing is overlooked. You can't take away from it. You can't add to it. Dear friend, I'm saved to the uttermost. There's no room for maybes. There's no room for mights. There's no room this morning for not sure, but thank God it is an absolute. Ultimate. Saved to the uttermost salvation this morning. It is an ultimate salvation. Dear friend, because of the author, dear friend, of our salvation this morning. In verse number 22, the Bible said, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Dear friend, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. In chapter number 12, dear friend, the captain of our salvation. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said that God has given him a name above every name. Amen. That there is no other name given under heaven, dear friend, among men whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Dear friend, the name of Jesus is the sweetest song. I thank God this side of heaven. The sweetest note, the sweetest frame. Dear friend, there is no other name like the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, I've heard that name out of the mouth of babes. Dear friend, when they sing Jesus Loves Me. Dear friend, I've heard that name at the bedside of someone that's sick, when the doctors couldn't do anything else. Dear friend, I've heard that name called out. Dear friend, at the altar, amen. Dear friend, I've heard that name whispered upon the lips of a dying saint. Dear friend, I've heard that name. Dear friend, continually out there. Dear friend, the contents of this old blessed book. Every passage, dear friend, points to his direction. Dear friend, every word, dear friend, speaks his name. If you took Jesus out of the sermon, brother, dear friend, if you took Jesus out of the hymn, if you take Jesus out of the Bible, you take Jesus out of the church, you take Jesus out of the prayer, brother, there's no hope, there's no help. Dear friend, it's only through the name of Jesus that we have access unto God this morning. Amen. I'm saved to the uttermost because I'm saved in the name of Jesus. Amen. I find in verse 28 his authenticity. Amen. The Bible said he is the Son of God this morning. Amen. Jesus was not just a prophet, not just a teacher, not just a master, not just a good man. The Bible said, dear friend, he, dear friend, was the Son of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, that not sound like any man I know. Dear friend, this morning, he's the Son of God. Dear friend, men cannot save themselves, but he came into the world, dear friend, to save sinners. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, the whole chapter, dear friend, talks about the failures and the shortcomings of the law and the priests and the sacrifices. Dear friend, that could not perfect men. Dear friend, that could not make men holy. That could not redeem men. Dear friend, that could not forgive sin. Dear friend, but thank God for the seed of the woman. Dear friend, this morning, how that was prophesied back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. How that came from heaven. Dear friend, this morning, I'm glad, thank God, when the fullness of time was come, that God sent forth his Son made of a woman, made under the law to redeem us that was under the law and the curse this morning. In verse 27, I find the account. The Bible said he offered up himself. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said in verse 26, friend of mine, the Bible said such an high priest became us. Dear friend, he became us. Dear friend, fashioned like unto his brother, made lower than the angels. I took on the form of a servant. Dear friend, God incarnate in flesh. Dear friend, this morning, he tasted death for every man. Amen.
dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you today, dear friend, he just didn't wave a wand, dear friend, but he came to us, dear friend, walked among us, dear friend, felt the infirmities, dear friend, that you and I have, dear friend, and he died in our place, dear friend. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, amen, and it was by one man that sin entered into the world, dear friend, because of that one sin, dear friend, all were made sinners, because of the righteousness, and because of the obedience of one man, many were made righteous, dear friend. Jesus said, for this cause came I into the world, and to this end have I come, and I set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem, and to down the cross, dear friend, he that knew no sin became sin, for you and I this morning, the iniquity of the whole world was placed upon him, because it pleased God, dear friend, this morning, bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions, bore our shame, carried our sorrows, dear friend, by stripes we are healed, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins, you'll never get any further than the blood that you're relying on, dear friend, to cover your sins this morning, amen. And then I find in verse 25 his ability, the Bible said he is able, amen. It's not in yourself to save yourself. It is not in the hands of men to resolve your sins this morning. It is not in religion to cleanse you of the stains, dear friend, that sin has made in your life, dear friend. It is not, dear friend, in manly priesthood to absolve your sins, but he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, amen. Dear friend, four times you'll find, dear friend, that little phrase, he is able, in the New Testament, amen. Dear friend, the Bible said he is able to subdue all things, because all power is given unto him. Dear friend, all principalities and authorities, dear friend, are under him. There's nothing that he cannot do. Everything is under his control. Thank God this morning. Amen. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Dear friend, there's nothing that God cannot do. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said again, he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. I'm glad he's able to keep me safe and secure. My salvation is not based upon me, but it is based upon him. Amen. He didn't give me a slip of salvation, dear friend, to hang on my wall or to keep in a safe deposit box. Dear friend, he's the one that's holding the book that contains my name this morning. Amen. The Bible said also he is able to succor them, dear friend, that are tempted like he is this morning. Dear friend, he can help relieve, dear friend, because he knows what it's like. He's walked in our shoes. He's faced the fire that we face. Dear friend, he understands. He's been there, dear friend, this morning. And then also here in the text, that he's able to save to the uttermost him that come to God by him. And by the way, that's still the only way to come to God, is by him. Amen. He is the door this morning. And if any man enters in, he must enter in through him this morning. Dear friend, it is no other name this morning. There is no other one. Salvation is in no other this morning. Dear friend, you cannot get to God through your good works. You cannot get to God, dear friend, this morning through your religion, your denomination, dear friend, your church affiliation. Dear friend, there is only one name. Woo! At the name of Jesus, dear friend, this morning, he's still the only way to God. There are six words this morning that I want you to understand or look at this morning, dear friend, that talks about our ultimate salvation. I'm saved to the uttermost. Amen. Dear friend, first of all, I want you to know, brother, I was saved instantaneously. Amen. And dear friend, I'm glad the Bible said today's the day of salvation. And now is the appointed time. And dear friend, now. And dear friend, not later. And the Bible said now, are we the sons of God? Amen. And dear friend, without fanfare, without all the hype and ceremonies and rituals, I'm glad Jesus reaches down his hand and the muck and the mire of this world, and that he saves all sinners. Amen. And dear friend, the world wants it now. And dear friend, everything they want it right now. And dear friend, I'll tell you. And dear friend, we've got high-speed streamlined. And dear friend, this morning. And dear friend, and I'm glad that God this morning saves. And dear friend, to the uttermost, and I'm glad that he saves right now. Amen. You can go to a psychiatrist. You can go to counselors. You can go to rehab, and they'll put you on a program. They'll put you on a regimen. They'll get you stepping down the road to recovery. Dear friend, they'll start the healing process. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, the day I got saved, thank God this morning, done it instantaneously, without hesitation. Dear friend, this morning saved me to the uttermost. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, he's not a God afar off. Dear friend, this morning, he's nigh unto them of a broken heart, and has saved such as a contrite spirit. He is a present help in the day of trouble. Dear friend, but I sure am glad that he saves instantaneously. Amen. I didn't have to wait 30 days. Dear friend, this morning, I didn't have to complete 12 levels. Dear friend, today, hey, when I got up, if you want to know it, dear friend, understand it spiritually. Dear friend, the moment I took one step, I was saved from that moment. Dear friend, because I exercised the faith that God put in my heart, and he saved me instantaneously. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I was forgiven from the foundation of the world. Amen. All I had to do was come and receive it. Amen. I'm glad the price was paid. I'm glad, dear friend, that all things was ready. Dear friend, all I had to do is accept what Christ has already done, and he saved me to the uttermost instantaneously. And then secondly, I want to say my ultimate salvation is an individual salvation. Dear friend, not only does God save instantaneously, but he saves individually, one at a time. Amen. Dear friend, I tell you, thank the Lord could do better with big crowds and multitudes as they gather together. Dear friend, but I want to tell you, brother, he sees you for who you are. He calls you by name. He knows the number of hairs upon your head. Dear friend, your soul is worth more than the world itself. You are his creation. You bear his image. His breath is in your body, and he loves you this morning. Dear friend, and you are the one that he saves. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, today then, you're saved individually, one at a time, personally, amen. The Lord takes time to speak to you, amen. Dear friend, there is no such thing as a collective salvation. Dear friend, this morning, it is a personal salvation. Dear friend, this morning, you can't ride somebody else's shirt tail. Dear friend, you've got to understand, and you've got to have a personal relationship with the Lord yourself. I want to say thirdly that he saves indiscriminately. Amen. Whosoever, dear friend, can be saved. Anybody. I don't care what color, what race, what gender, what creed, where you've been, what you've done. I'm not interested in how much money you made, where you live, or what you drive, or what your occupation, education, genealogy, psychology, strategy? Brother, you, have they not fit in with the world? Haven't they have been run out of the crowd? Dear family, I'm telling you this morning, the Lord does not discriminate. Amen. He saves. Dear family, this morning, he's an equal opportunity saver. Amen. Dear family, he saves those to the uttermost, have that come to God by him. I want to say fourthly that he saved me entirely, completely. Amen. And not partly. Dear family, but absolutely all my sins are forgiven. Amen. Dear family, at the bottom of the sea, as far as the east is from the west, I sealed up in a bag, cast behind his back, taken away. Dear family, this morning, I realize I'm not perfect in the flesh. Dear family, it never will be. But I'm glad I'm forgiven. I thank God to the uttermost this morning. I'm going to say fifthly that I'm saved infinitely. Amen. I'm saved eternally. I'm saved forever. It cannot be undone. Dear friend, it cannot be reversed. Dear friend, this morning no man can pluck me out of his hands. I'm his and he's mine. Dear friend, I've already got citizenship. I'm already an heir. I'm already a child. Dear friend, this morning I'm his forever and ever. And finally, salvation this morning is inconceivably. Dear friend, I don't understand why he saved me. I don't understand how he saved me. I just believe that he did, and I love him this morning. The Bible said he saves to the uttermost. Dear friend, if you're saved this morning, you're saved to the everlasting equal. Dear friend, this morning, rejoice in the Lord. You're saved to the uttermost this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.